Okay, welcome everybody to our second Shack meeting of the year. It is December 2nd. I had sent out the minutes for the last meeting for our October 7th meeting, and I don't think there were any corrections or additions. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes? Mr. Poole?
Sure.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, cool. Okay, Hayden, do you want to go first? We're going to go out of order because okay. Hayden's got some new business to talk to us about.
So when I went to Washington Leadership Camp this summer through FFA, we had to sit down and look at our community and address a problem. And one of the problems I noticed from our school is a lot of kids don't necessarily have a whole lot of clothes or like good hygiene products and stuff. I feel like that's a really big need in our community, especially because we are such a financially challenged community. So I know we have the clothing closet up above the auditorium, mm-hmm. but I feel like a lot of kids don't know about it, first off, but second, the kids that do know about it are too embarrassed to go and be like, hey, I need to get clothes. Can you take me up there? Take me out of class? And it kind of causes a really big scene, if you will. So my thought was kind of to have that, but grow it and make it a safer place for kids to go. So we would keep the location the exact same, but maybe we would set up a couple dates throughout the month where a faculty member would donate their time and they would just kind of sit in there and wait for the families to come in and get what they want when there's not everybody else in school, so the kids don't have to like go in the middle of class and stuff. So it's a lot more one-on-one, and we would have like a drop-off location for donations at the front of the school or something. Potentially student volunteers to organize the closets once a month or something along those lines. We would just have basic clothing items, you know, basic hygiene products, those types of things. And I was talking a lot with Ms. Page about this summer. She really wanted to help me implement it. And we had thought of maybe the faculty principals or somebody like that being able to write an email out to the families that y'all are aware of that have these challenges and give them times that they can come in and do this, so that way they know we're here for them and that this is available. And you know, some kids need certain things that others don't, and there are certain things that you don't want to get used. So we would have like a drop box where they could write down the information of what they need, and Ms. Page or somebody else would take the information out, and then we would find somebody in the community who would be willing to donate that, and then we would go from there on how to get that item to the student and their family. And to keep it comfortable, it would stay heavily between faculty and the parents of the children and those sorts of things, so kids would not know who's going in and who's going out. But maybe we could do sign-up slots or something that, you know, family can pick a day and a time to come in and pick what they need up for the month or something along those lines. And me and Ms. Kern had talked about potentially doing like a 15-minute video on something health-related, so that way we know that they're getting something out of it too that could better their lives in the future. So a video on vaping or caffeine addictions, nutrition, just something really simple and small, so that way they get a basic bit of information and education out of it that can help their lives improve. Also, because a lot of those kids, even if it's like a hygiene video on how to brush your teeth or something, because a lot of those kids don't have access to things like that. So it would rely a lot on the faculty being able to, you know, communicate with the parents and stuff, and that's what's really hard. Because I know y'all already have so much stuff going on, but then you could have certain kid volunteers, maybe there would be, you have to like submit resumes or something to pick certain kids that are of good quality to come in and be able to, you know, help clean and organize the closets and stuff like that. So that way there's no communication between the kids and the families, but y'all aren't having to do everything. And I also thought about potentially getting other businesses to be able to help us, because those things are really expensive. And, you know, families can only give so much. So maybe places like HEB or Walmart or other big businesses, even brands, the hospitals and stuff.
Methodist Healthcare Ministries, we have monies for that kind of stuff. So we could definitely.
Yeah, my brain's going.
Yeah, mine is too.
HEB Foundation, they've been really good with stuff.
We can definitely get some monies for that.
Such things like those to help get the kids what they need. And it would all be up there where they would come in and secretly do it. Nobody has to know. It's not during school hours, so the kids wouldn't know. Other kids wouldn't know. And, yeah, that's kind of my idea.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
I think it's great, and I think there's a lot of different directions we can go with it, because a lot of the kids know that in the clinic or in the counseling offices that they can get toothbrushes, they can get feminine hygiene products, they can get, I don't have many clothes, but they do come if there's an accident or something like that. So they do know where to come, but if they have a bigger resource for something, I think that would be good too. And if anybody's ever been up to the clothing closet, I don't know what it looks like now, but in the past it hasn't been very organized, but it kind of gets forgotten about, and there's like one person with a key, so it's kind of hard to get to.
We organized it on the service day last May.
Oh, good.
That was one of the projects.
Okay.
But then since then, we had a lot of donations come in from the, I forgot who that was, a clothing store or something, sporting store closed down.
Vans?
And donated all
yes.
the things.
And Miss Arnold.
Things up there.
Yeah, and Miss Arnold has clothes, right? Do you still have stuff in the band hall?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a lot of stuff in different places, but I think this would be something good that we could start somehow.
I've got a couple of boxes of brand new sweats, mostly bottoms, but there are some tops.
Okay.
That someone donated last winter.
Okay.
But I've got so many from all the other donations that we've got those two big boxes in that storeroom, and most of them are like size 16s, 18s.
Okay.
That kids could wear, but it's since it's getting cold.
Yeah.
I'll put them together and pony them over.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Because especially this time of year, and if we have a student who has a specific need, like we have the Community Health Foundation and you guys, so we have resources available if somebody has an immediate need with a jacket or shoes or something like that. But it would be good to have something a little bit bigger that we could do.
I also have, I don't know why we got them, but extra bigger sized. I mean, when I say bigger, I mean like teenager and stuff, because, you know.
We're like my age group of kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underwear and socks.
Okay. So, I have a lot of socks, but I am out of underwear.
I can send you some underwear.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a clothing closet as well, like on the hill. So I would recommend at least like once a week, like if people are constantly bringing stuff, I would say it would take at least once a week or once every 2 weeks to keep up with it.
Okay. So I would imagine this is something that would need to start with Shaq and then maybe move to principals and then school board and go from there to see what the thought is on it. But I think it's something we should talk about. So,
and I can make a more organized document and email it to you too. Like with more detail and stuff in it.
Yeah, and then I can send that out to everybody. Or you can just, yes, Amy.
Do we have an option for elementary? Like, is that...
So, we do have a clothes closet that's run by Melissa Witten. One of the needs, we recently got a lot of hygiene products in, and I made little care kits with them.
Okay.
And gave them out to kids, and I've had kids since come back and
ask for
another
more.
One.
Okay.
So that is a like shampoos and conditioners and body washes and deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes.
Yeah.
I just put a whole kit together.
Okay.
But then since then, I've had kids come back and ask for another one. So I feel like hygiene products we do a okay job with the clothing aspect of it, but the hygiene.
You guys have more of a hygiene need maybe?
Yeah, I've got bazillions
of deodorants.
Of toothbrushes, what I have.
Okay.
But deodorants?
Some.
A couple of dozen, maybe.
You do have a lot of toothbrushes.
Yeah.
So hygiene stuff is
And some of that stuff, I know in the past I've used my budget to buy like toothpaste and toothbrushes and stuff, but since the flood we've had so much stuff donated that I haven't had to buy that kind of stuff.
The stuff that I made the kits with was all donated items.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we do have that to a degree at the elementary school.
Okay. So maybe it's something that so if you want to email something, and you have everybody, you're on the Shack email.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can send it to everybody if you want to. And then we can just go from there, see what you guys think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can talk to Miss Page too.
Okay.
And try to remember what information she told me and stuff.
Okay. Okay. That would be great.
Add that
Thank
in there
you.
Too.
I think this is a good idea.
A great idea. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Okay. Annie? Do you want to go next?
Yes.
Okay. Let me start writing.
I usually always start with our numbers. The elementary campus, for those of you who don't know, we are hovering between 670 to 675 students, which is substantial growth for us at the elementary level. Just recently, after Senate Bill 12 passed, it's fun stuff.
Our favorite bill.
Was able to start guidance lessons. Kinder and first was tattletaling, second, third, emotional regulation, and then fourth and fifth were required to do bullying education. So I started my first round of just bullying education, and then I'll move into cyberbullying for the next round of it. Recently, I partnered up with Hill Country Council on Drug and Alcohol Abuse, and they are going to do a 10-week program starting in January. We're going to start with our fifth grade students. It's called Positive Action. So very excited to kind of see that. Our fifth grade teachers are excited for that. Just some kind of positive self-esteem, healthy habits, things like that, that will be great for our fifth grade group of students coming into middle school.
Okay.
And I am also in charge of all of our testing for the elementary campus, and we are starting our benchmarks this week and next week. So we have our reading benchmark, which we administer to our third through fifth grade students. We're right at 300 of those, and next week we will do math and science. It's a big undertaking, but good data.
Yeah. Bombarding everybody.
I may have to call you on the specifics of the guidance lessons just to put it in the, because I can't write that fast.
Yeah, for sure. A company donated like 700 of these puppies, so I was able to incorporate the puppies, which the kids loved,
into
the guidance lessons the tattletaling. We use the tattletales of the puppies.
Oh, so that's cute.
They can all remember that lesson because they have a cute little puppy to go along
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I love that.
I can tail with. So anyway.
That's great. I love
that. If you see a small child in Ingram holding a puppy, that's
where we know where it came from.
And they're good quality
they're
puppies.
Great.
They're not
they're
just little
stuffed
animals.
The kids
they're nice.
Loved them.
That's awesome.
So yes, you can email me and I'll
give
you specifics.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything to pass on for Allison from the middle school?
She did not give me anything.
Okay.
I know that she's been, same thing as Annie said, with the passing of the Senate bill, she's been working on getting her guidance lessons and everything going. She was in touch with Cicada to see, they come in every year and do...
That's us.
Yes.
We have a new person.
Oh, okay. So, but I noticed those haven't started. So I actually was thinking about that today. I had made a couple of notes, but she and I are meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't really sure why those haven't started. But
okay. She started last week.
Okay.
So you
two
guys
weeks, 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
2 weeks.
So will you be coming to the middle school campus too?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Work it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So if we do it like last year, it'll be with sixth graders and then also seventh graders.
Okay.
And so, and then we do our, every Monday during our Warrior Room time, we do our what we call our 212 Warrior Way social and emotional lesson. She develops that and sends it out to all of the teachers, and it usually involves something in the Google Classroom, a video they watch, an activity, something to that, of that sort, centered around a certain character trait or that sort of thing. Testing, we don't really do the benchmark testing right now. We wait until the spring to do that, but we do the 6 weeks and the 3 week testing, every 3 weeks and every 6 weeks. So that's a constant ongoing source of data for that. We've enrolled quite a few kids this week.
Just yesterday alone, there were 7 that came in for new registration.
My goodness.
Which we normally don't see those numbers until after Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are the same.
So, that's about it.
Ms. Arnold, do you have anything for the high school?
So the three counselors from three campuses got together and looked at the families that were most in need in the district. And for Thanksgiving, we served 32 families meals. Some of them were from HCTC, some were from Gateway Church, and 2 were an anonymous donation by someone. Out of those 32 families, there are 99 children that are being sponsored by individuals in the community and organizations. And I've gotten a sponsor for every single 99 kid. So I am gonna do a thank you letter to the Kiwanis Club saying thank you for the offer, and I may hit you again next year, but this year we're covered, so I do need to write that letter. But I only got that sorted out today, so I was like, I got them all covered. So,
and that's for Christmas. That's amazing.
We have Making Miracles Happen donated some money for Christmas. The Kiwanis was willing to join in. The Lions Club in Kerrville donated $2,500 for meals for Christmas. So I need to sit down with my counselors and say, okay, do we want to go buy the hams and have them cook everything? We'll be able to provide more by doing that than rather than buying the pre-cooked meals. So, but again, I just got that check. So I haven't been able to reach out to you yet, but I've been catching up on things. We've also gotten donations from Sisters in Service. They donated all the wrapping paper and boxes and ribbons and tape so the parents can wrap all the presents.
That's awesome.
I know that in the past we wrapped them for them, mm-hmm. but I thought, oh my gosh, 99 kids?
Yeah, that's a lot.
For 120 days wrapping presents. Yeah. Like I can't, myself can't do that. So I said, let me see if I can get somebody to donate all the wrapping materials, and Sisters for Service stepped up and bought everything for the families. So we've got that going on, and I'm getting everything divvied up down there and sorted out, and people have through this weekend to buy, do their sponsorship, and then start bringing the things in, and then the parents will come. And this year we were able to use the old band hall as a nice place for drop off and pick up, and very discreet, just pull up to the yellow pole, put it in the back seat, and they can drive back off again.
So much better than having to go to the front office and then go to the media center
and all the media center. And I'm trekking all that through other students, and they're seeing things, and so this is much more discreet at being down there. I don't know how long that will last. But for this year, and then I have started, another teacher came forward and said they had all this disaster relief food left at their church, and so I have started a small little food pantry down in the old band hall as well, and just working on stuff like that.
Were those the same boxes that I had a few of? Okay, yeah, those were really good because they had a lot of non-perishable stuff in there. That, a variety of things.
Was it a mercy chef box?
No.
It was not. Disaster relief, it's called.
Okay. We have, like, the mercy chef boxes as well. More of a parent needs to meet after hours, like after 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I can meet them at our food pantry, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the wrapping. Can you reach out to, like, PTO at any campus and maybe suggest, like, wrapping party of some sort. I know we had our little meeting today at the elementary, and usually, I can't remember what she said, we usually wrap it, but this year we have stuff and we put it in a bin and let the parents do it, which is perfectly fine. But also, I mean, like, we have a copy box at the elementary school, and parents just kind of check in. I know this is like high volume, heated moment thing, but just suggestion, I always think about the PTO at all campuses, even if it is for high school, we just throw it out and I get a response.
I have reached out to them to come and help me sort things out and do things like that.
Okay.
And I know that the middle school took on 6 students, and the elementary PTO is going to get back to me tomorrow about whether they want to take 5 or 6.
Yes, we will.
So yes, I've been networking with organizations and different PTOs and individuals as well. So Cypress Springs Homeowners Association has also taken on a few kids that have, so just getting up there and working again. Okay.
So the 32 families that had Thanksgiving meals, they're also going to have Christmas meals as well, the same families?
Maybe not all 32.
Okay.
But a portion of them, and we'll look at which ones are most in need to decide what that money can go for. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Since both of you are with kind of tied into counselor news, do you want to talk a little bit about what you guys will do?
Sure. I'm Andrea, and we have been at Ingram Middle School the last, 3 years with the San Antonio Council. The Hill Country Council is like the sister of the San Antonio office. So I was there, I am now here, and our office is right off Goat Creek Cutoff Road.
Okay.
So we're doing this, the same program, it's just with this agency. And Samantha is our new prevention specialist, and I'm getting her trained as quickly as possible so we can get in and start over new groups at the elementary and middle schools. I did bring a couple of handouts, but I only brought 3. I didn't know it was going to be the whole.
We didn't know either.
The whole staff. But I did put in here some examples of what grade 5 sessions look like for positive action. And it's called positive action because it's kind of based off cognitive behavioral therapy, which is, it's not therapy, but it's a big support group.
Okay.
No, let me take that back. It's not a support group. It is a SEL type group that we do with all students in 5th grade classes.
Okay.
So there's no pullouts, nothing with this one. But that one is 10 weeks long.
Okay.
And then we will have some parental opt-in forms that we need to send out, of course, related to Senate Bill 12. But even before that, we were doing the parent opt-in, kind of making them aware of what the classes were.
Okay.
So there's nothing controversial in there at all. We know how parents love to look things over. So we provide kind of the session outlines for parents in our parent packet.
Okay.
So if they want to see it, it is in the packet.
Okay.
So they have questions, they want to see it, we are more than happy to show them everything that we are doing.
That's wonderful.
So I have a couple of other resources here as well with some of the programs and presentations that we offer.
Okay.
So.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah. And I'll leave that all here for you.
So then do you also do like fentanyl
stuff?
We've done that for this year on the middle school and high school side, but it was just a video that we sent out for the teachers to show the students. But if we wanted to explore,
of course,
other options?
We've done in other districts, and what we've done is with Senate Bill 12, it's all new for us too. So the districts we work with so far, we give them the presentation that we're going to do with students 2 weeks before, post it on our website, tell parents, hey, the school district will say, hey, go to this website, here's the presentation to preview.
Right.
Preview. And if you don't want them to participate, you know, they don't have to.
That's what we do for Worth the Wait.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, they have to, it's opt-in.
Okay.
So, but similar. Yeah. We put the curriculum on the website, and then they can look at it if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Worked well. So, yeah, good. We're more than happy to, you know, sit down and talk more detail about programs.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Oh. Any nurse news besides you leaving us?
We're just plugging along. We're finishing up because we got a late start on the screenings due to Senate Bill 12. But they're done now. Just doing a few little rescreens, referrals. That's really about it.
Got a lot of sick ones?
For about a week before Thanksgiving, we were having a lot of vomiting. Lots of it. And it was definitely contagious because it was like classroom. And then siblings, classrooms. You know, it wasn't like school-wide. We were hitting really in the class, certain classrooms. So
yeah.
That has seemed to... Did you see a lot today? I've left her alone. Ah! I'm like, here you go. I'm going to go get some other stuff done.
There were two.
Just two today?
That came in. Okay. Early in the morning. And then things,
so it's,
dare I say, were kind of quiet.
So it's settled down some.
That's good.
Yeah. I know I read an article that right now the top three, the first was RSV and then influenza and then the norovirus.
Oh boy.
Are the top three things that are pediatric illnesses. So
I hate norovirus.
Oh, I do too. But that's about it. We're just catching up and learning, training, and that's about it.
And your last day is the 8th?
Monday.
Okay, the 8th. But you'll sub, right?
Yes.
You want to sub over here?
No.
What? Come on. I know. Like, you didn't even think about that. It's a good group of people.
I know. It's not that. It's, you know, when I...
The age group.
I've, you know, over 30 years with elementary age kids. They'd probably kick me out the same day.
Oh, I doubt that. They put up with me every day, so I doubt
that.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
I've already got some sub days in February.
Oh, good.
Regina's going to go to the February session for hearing vision screen.
Okay.
And then virtual
spinal. Okay.
So those 3 days I'll sub as long as I'm cleared.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, I'm going to be subbing. Cool. And, yeah. You know, and I think about subbing over here.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
If I leave you chocolate in the drawer, will you sub?
Absolutely. You okay. Me. You got me.
Cool. So on the middle school and high school side, worth the wait, 7th graders only this year. And it's been like that for the last couple of years. I believe we settled on Monday, February 9th and Thursday, February 12th. And we're going to do that in the morning. Boys and girls will be separate. So parents will get a letter ahead of time, month or so, and they have to send it back in saying that their student is allowed to participate. If not, if we don't get something back, we'll call them because we just have to make sure that they're not in there if they're not supposed to be. So that's kind of a big undertaking every year, but we all work together to get that done. I've done vision, hearing, the diabetes marker, spinal screenings. Those are all done. They have to be done the first semester. There's a couple of kids I didn't get for spinal screenings, but I'll get Joe to help me with that. So for us, it's 7th grade girls, 8th grade boys that have to have the spinal screenings.
I do 5th grade
fifth
girls.
Grade girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did the fentanyl awareness training in October. Just sent a video out, and the teacher showed that to the students. The annual report of immunization status was submitted on the 4th of November. That is something that has to be, it's a statewide report that we have to complete. And they look at kindergarten and 7th grade immunizations. So to make sure we're all in compliance and doing what we're supposed to be. The only thing I have that's new is that we've started the process of epinephrine now comes in a nasal spray, like Narcan, if you've ever seen Narcan. the way they dose that. So it's instead of the auto injector, we can also have nasal spray on the campus. So we have to start with first getting the doctor to agree to do the standing orders to change that, and he's already said he would. The board has approved the change to be reflected in the local policy at the last board meeting, right, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. So that's been done. I emailed some information to Dr. Lambert today that is a lot of, like, legalese, terms and conditions that I wanted her just to take a look at, because I usually always start with her, and then she tells me who to talk to, because she'll look at something and say, okay, well, let me send it to this person or whatever. And I've been looking at... I had it with me. So we have EpiPens for Schools, which is the program where we get our auto injectors from now for free, and you'll get those. You mostly use juniors on your campus, but Amber usually takes like one. And we just keep them in stock, because a lot of kids that have anaphylaxis don't have EpiPens, so we'll send them on field trips and stuff like that with the teachers. But what I would like to do is have both, have the auto injectors and the nasal spray. So EpiPens for Schools is going to be a different program than what this new nasal dose stuff is called. It's called Neffy. So it's like Neffy for Schools. And it comes in 1 and 2 milligram, which is like the EpiPen Junior and regular EpiPen. So we're working on all of that for next year. So I will update you guys with that kind of stuff when we've moved a little further along. I just don't want it to be May and we haven't done anything about it. So trying to get ahead of the game to get it done now. So our next meeting is going to be February 3rd. I'll say that before I forget, because I'll probably forget that. You can come if you want to. But I'll send a calendar invite and everything. So gym news, do you want to read what Michelle said?
Sorry, I gotta put my glasses down to see. Okay, all right, so let's see. We just had our walkathon before Thanksgiving. It was pushed back some, so we didn't get to walk as long because of the rain that morning. We did get to have it though, and we walked a little over 4,700 miles. We had a great time, and then we came back and had our annual turkey bowl, where the teachers bowl frozen. Does everybody know what turkey bowling is?
It's so cool.
I have video.
That's awesome.
Share it with the group.
Yeah.
They do. They bowl. They bake teams, and they bowl this 8 to 10 pound turkey and knock down bowling pins. Yes.
Did you really?
Yes, she did.
Did you win?
I think I have you on my video.
Not the two-time reigning champs. Oh. First grade crew with Japan and
one. Yes. Oh, well, yeah.
And the office
pretty
team.
Pretty clearly to the second grade team, because they were real close.
They took the first 2 years ago, the office was the running.
Oh, yes.
We had the turkey.
For real.
We had the turkey trophy. It's an actual turkey.
It's
cool. Oh, and you know what I just figured out? Mm-hmm. We started losing when I stopped bowling.
It's all your fault.
Is it a coincidence? We stopped losing. I mean, we
started losing.
We started losing. Yeah.
All right.
I have to say. Let's see. Oh, you got the video?
Yeah, I've got it.
Is it
so
a Ms. frozen?
Miss Martin, our second grade teacher.
Is it frozen?
It's a frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen.
We need to do that. That would be fun.
The kids absolutely go berserk.
I'm sure
they love
would.
It. They love it. And they will root for their favorite teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey boy.
Oh, Miss Casey, here she is.
Almost. It just
so it's hard
short.
It's not round.
Yeah.
It's frozen. It's in a bunch of HV bags. And then Stuco runs it back and forth, rebags it, and just keeps it moving because kids lose attention. But it's a blast.
It is.
Absolutely.
And then at the end, the turkeys, they're not damaged. They just have a little rug burn, I guess.
a little turf burn.
They are awarded to families in need. Along with all the fixins,
all
the names
of all the kids are
yes,
in the bowl.
Right, all the kids are in the bowl, but they pick, you know, they know which one families need it. Mm-hmm. So they get that. Let's see. Yeah, first grade won the championship this year, much to the demise of the office staff. Like 2 years in a row. And that's all she did. That's all she put.
Okay. So thank you.
I still want to know where they're going tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So I'll have to text. Ask
her. Yeah, you have to ask her, hey, how come you get to leave early?
Why are you leaving?
We are, sorry, to add on the gym stuff, because we were talking about it at PTO this morning. We want to get first grade travel to get a track in at the school. It's built in now, but it's not a track. It's just more of like a gravel walkway. Mm-hmm. So they go outside, they do all their laps and stuff. And we're getting quotes for cement, and we're getting quotes, talking to Tate too, to see about the track guy and seeing what that would be. That's kind of, I think, coaches like baby now. Mm-hmm.
So they're running on that gravel, on that white rock.
They're kids, they're fine.
No, we see them all.
I know. Yeah. So that's the thing. So they mentioned the cement track, and I was like, see, my two, I have fourth grade twins and a single, but they all. If they get going and they try to beat each other, then it turns into shove, and then
yeah. When that goes on, well, what they had there. Before was that granite.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking deep cuts in the knees when they slide
so
on that.
So they're trying
granite.
To get a quote for the actual track stuff. And I was like, I'd be willing to like
awful.
Contact Derby Funds at that specifically.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive.
So she's looking into that too.
I hate those granite tracks. I haven't been out there for, you know.
No, I did a long jump pit or something of that sort because the kindergarten wing took over, I guess, where the long jump pit was, if there was one there.
I don't know.
They started that right when we were moving in here. So, yeah, that's what Coach Fairchild is trying to grow the PE section out there.
Cool. That's awesome. Jenny, cafeteria news?
I don't really have any news. I can tell you how many people we fed for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and it was
yes.
delicious.
It was full.
It was really good.
The high school and middle school fed 312 that day. And then the elementary on Wednesday fed 822 people.
Wow.
And Thursday we fed 865.
They had to break it up to 2 days this year.
I can't imagine if we had tried to go.
It was awful.
Oh my gosh.
It's awful yeah. every year for one day.
That
and with this many
so
kids, it was so good. Yes.
I was like, can I just buy some?
I ate both days. But it was really good.
But yeah, we don't have anything else. We're just plugging along.
Well, that's a big part of it right there.
Oh, they're tired
that's
from
huge.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Downhill from here, right?
Yes.
And what's fun, I think, too, that the kids like, and I know staff likes it, is when they serve, mm-hmm. We see other people
yeah,
up from,
people,
yeah, the principals, and, yes, and people from the admin office
yeah,
and stuff serving.
Yeah, that you don't get
serving.
To see
yes.
Often.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I think that's awesome.
Do we have any new business we need to talk about? Do you guys have anything? Community health-wise, state
nothing
health?
Super major, but we do have a lot of resources for, we kind of get influxes of, like, toothbrushes and things like that, of that nature. Not so much deodorants. We haven't had a stock of that in a while, but we also have a lot of resources on, like, cyberbullying, injury prevention of all kinds, like swim safety, heat safety. We do have a fentanyl presentation that took a really long time for the state to, like, approve and put together, but we also have... Strangely, this guy from the FBI that comes around and does the fentanyl presentations. I don't know how we found him, but he shows up and he's very excited about it. So pretty much, if we don't have the resource, we can find who has the resource.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we had FBI guys come and talk, but it was about cyber mm-hmm. bullying and texting and so, like, all the online stuff that can be problematic for kids. But I would love to have them
Which
come
he
and talk.
Didn't get to come this fall, and I'm going to try to get him to come in the spring.
Oh, good. Okay.
Early spring.
Okay. Well, maybe next year we can revisit the fentanyl stuff. Because I'd like to have somebody come and talk to the kids. We've had a guy come. This is not, well, it's alcohol related because it's Sean Carter. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he does, it's a website called When Sean Speaks. And he was a college student. He was in a drunk driving accident. He was the passenger, The driver was not injured, but he is now paralyzed from the neck down. His mom, he and his mom go around and talk about his story, and it's incredible. And we've had him come, I think he came 3 times, and we haven't had him come for a while, but they don't charge us anything. They get grants through Texas A&M, I believe, the Ag Extension office. So the kids, and he's funny. He's so funny. He talks through a computer, but the kids love him, and they respond really well to him. So I think that kind of stuff is better than, not that the videos are bad, but when somebody can come and a person can talk to them. Yes. Mm-hmm. So any kind of presentation that we could do like that, I think is great. I would love to do that.
Oh, last thing. If you have any kids that need to be vaccinated that either are uninsured or on straight Medicaid, we can't do CHIP, or are underinsured, their insurance does not cover vaccines, we can vaccinate them free of charge.
Okay.
They're talking about, so they stopped charging. It used to be $10 before COVID, no matter how many vaccines you needed. We haven't charged for years. They're talking about reinstating a charge of $13.75. That seems like a terrible idea with the change.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gone into effect. We haven't heard too much about it. But right now, it's at no cost. So if you have any students that need something, we can have them come in. We do clinic once a week.
Okay, still on Wednesdays?
Still on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And the Bandera and Bernie office, they also do clinic on Tuesday and Thursday. So if they need a different day.
Okay. And I think I've got all the numbers for, like, Bandera and Bernie to give to parents. We have maybe one or two students right now that have an appointment coming up, but I don't want to say this too loud, but everybody else is up to date.
Oh yeah, we get those.
So right now we're good. Like I said, I don't want to say that too loud because something will happen. But
yeah, we're up
good
to date
to
except for one child, and I hate to say, but that child has been unenrolled because we've given them since the day one.
We've done that.
To get them.
Yeah, because we start sending out letters in January to the sixth graders, like to their parents, to say, okay, you need to make an appointment. Don't wait till the summertime. But there's always a few that we have that will wait. So, do you guys have anything?
Not that right thing. Just keep us in the loop of anything that we can help. I mean,
okay,
we can help with food, clothing, diapers,
okay,
dental, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that fell through, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
She backed out or something, or...
Well, they ended up not being an abscess. It was something else, and that's what Mom told me.
Yeah, yeah.
She went to the doctor, so...
I mean, it looked awful. Big O.
She said it was just like a canker sore, so I just... I mean, that's what Mom told me, so I just looked into that.
Bless you.
Well,
she did not get back with me,
I appreciate y'all's help, though.
Anytime we can do anything, let us know.
The only other thing that I have that I just thought of was we have vision vouchers through. Do you still have some from TSO? Or are you out?
No, we haven't even used any yet.
You have? How many do you have? Do you know?
4 or 5.
Okay. So I've used all the ones that I've gotten from TSO, and I have 2 that are because I found some from Vision Source in Kerrville, and it's the same thing, free eye exam, free glasses.
We've got 2 from Vision Source.
Yeah, I found 4, and I've already got 2 students, middle school students, that will be hopefully making appointments. We've talked to parents on those, but I'm trying to get more. We get them every year from TSO.
We even have some of ours.
Okay.
I mean, because we've got...
Well, I know you already sent me some.
4. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm counting those.
So,
let us see what we got.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to be able to get some more for you guys too, because they let us carry them over from year to year. We don't... they don't make us turn them back in or anything like that. And it's really helpful to a lot of our kids. And a teacher, like, the reason I screened one of them is because a teacher emailed me and said, hey, can you check on this student? Because they have trouble seeing in the classroom, and it may be a resource issue. So hopefully Mom will make the appointment and we'll get that going.
And, you know, when I first started, we didn't even have 500 kids.
Yeah.
It was in the 400s. And I, like, we only have to do pre-K 4, kinder, 1st, 3rd, and 5th grade. But I did them all, 2nd and 4th, too, because you never know what you're going to miss. Last year, we just had too many, and I didn't do them all. I couldn't.
Well, because you have so many.
Well, and then this year, we had one that the teacher was like, wow, you know, she's having problems. And she was kind of on that borderline last year, and sure enough, she needed glasses this year, so I feel bad. But
yeah. But like this one is a sixth grade student. Well, seventh graders are required to be screened and all new to district. So she wouldn't get screened till next year. Well, in the meantime, she can't even see the board if she's
in
the front row.
That's how this one was.
So
it just went bad from 1 year to the next.
Yeah. So, and then I know you guys can help with stuff like that too if we run out of those vouchers.
Prevent blindness for parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if parents ever need a referral, let me know. And it's virtual.
Yeah.
So just call them on the phone, ask them some questions, send me the voucher, and I get to the parents. And now they go to Vision Source, I think, and see DSO.
Yeah.
So
well, we have both.
They don't
now.
Even have to go, and they just do it over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
They just have to qualify, you know.
Yeah.
Money, income wise, but yeah, I can help with the parents, and I'm sure I could help with the kids too if I could reach out to my person and see what we could do.
Wonderful.
I have another news. If y'all have any families who are still displaced from the flood, I'm a part-time disaster case manager with the Hill Country Community Foundation.
Okay.
So just being able to hide families with the programs that they're releasing.
Okay. That's good to know. Anybody have anything else? No? Okay. Okay, so our next meeting, when did I say it was? February 3rd? All right, I will send out the minutes. Hopefully I'll get them done this week. If not, it'll be next week, but I'll get them out as soon as possible. And then we'll do a calendar invite for the next meeting.
Awesome.
All right, we are adjourned.